Zoomer Radio, David Byrne, Talking Heads, once in a lifetime on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. And we were so bugged by this story, we had to call in the experts. Toronto's been named the bed-buggiest city in Canada for the seventh straight year. Why us? Why us? We can claim number one for a lot of great stuff, but bedbugs in our baseboards, on our buses, and hiding in our wallpaper? Not a proud moment. Our guest is Bernie Grafe with Orkin Canada. Good morning, Bernie.
Morning, Sam. Thank you for having me.
Oh, listen, great that you're here. I joked about this yesterday, but I'm kind of serious. I feel itchy just thinking about bed bugs. Why are they still a problem in Toronto?
Well, at the end of the day, the bed bugs are probably one of the most resilient pests out there. Just their entomology alone, they're like super little tanks. They have hardened shells on them. The way they walk, the way they breathe, the way they feed, they're probably the most difficult pest to eradicate, hence their resiliency in the city.
Where am I looking for these things? Like, where should I keep my eyes peeled for these little critters?
Well, bed bugs like cracks and crevices where they're going to hide and nest, right? They're going to go into deep cracks and crevices, the seams of mattresses, cracks and chairs, where they'll hide and wait away from other predators like spiders and things. And then when they pick up on the carbon dioxide in people's breath, they come out and they're looking for food.
Really? Okay, I did not know that. But that is even more gross than I thought. Okay, do they bite?
Yes, they do. Their mouth, the mandible comes out. There's a protrusion. They just like almost like a mosquito. They bite and they suck out your blood. And they tend to feed a little bit first. They do a little tasting of you first for a little while. And then they find a spot that they like and nourish themselves.
Okay, that is so gross. Do these things carry disease? I don't know if I've ever heard that question asked.
No, they don't. Hence the reason why public health has sort of labeled them a nuisance versus as a hazard. Not like compared to mosquitoes that do transfer diseases.
Right.
Bed bugs do not.
And what about our pets? Because I know people are worried about their cats and dogs, too. If they see a bed bug in the house, should there be concern about our animals?
A slight one. At the end of the day, they do typically prefer human blood 99 out of 100 times. But if there were to be a situation where you left for a significant period of time, then certainly that would be a tasty alternative.
Okay, are these things like roaches? I mean, I know they're not as big as roaches, but are they tough to kill, and do they come in volumes? Like, are there a lot? If you see one, does that mean that 10,000 are hiding somewhere else?
A fairly accurate assumption, yes. I wouldn't put it as high as 10,000, but we have a saying that sort of says is, once you know you have them, you have them, because you get the odd bite here and there, and then you don't think anything of it. You just scratch it, and you're okay. And then you realize, oh, my God, I do have them. That's when you have a couple of hundred, right?
Gosh.
And, you know, you just want to be wary that they will be hiding in cracks and crevices. They're extremely difficult to get rid of. And,
How do we get rid of them? Like, what do we do? I'm seeing them in my house. I mean, I'm not seeing them in my house, but I see them in my house, or I see one in a public place. What can we do about it? Let's talk about the house, because it's tougher when we're on the TTC. But what about the house? What do we do to get rid of them?
And this isn't out of self-preservation, but calling a professional. The bugs themselves there's only a certain limited amount of chemicals and treatments that can be used in Canada. And those bugs can become genetically evolved to block those chemicals. So if you start using a bunch of household products, what you're actually going to do is make them immune to anything else that might be used down the road. And if you can't get 99% knockdown in your first treatment, you're going to get full rebound in a short period of time. So we have a combination of treatments that use some chemicals, we use some dust, we use aerosols, we use steam, we use vacuums, and it's called an integrated approach in order to get rid of all of them effectively by using many tools in your belt.
Okay, and before we let you go, is Toronto targeted because we have more travelers come through here, or what's the deal?
100%. There is no social connection that says Toronto is worse than Sudbury or Oshawa or Hamilton, or we have worse people or different social standards that are different. It's purely statistics based on, you know, travel. We're a international hub for business, hotels, trade shows. You name it. It all happens here first in Toronto as a hub, and therefore statistically they're going to be higher up on these charts.
Okay, so we just have to keep our eyes peeled for these tiny little bugs that are about the size of what?
I would say about the size of an apple seed, brown in color, similar color, that rust orangey kind of brown color. And, one thing we encourage people to do is just engage a professional and to talk about it. There's such a stigma of people not wanting to talk about it. But bring it to people's attention. Talk about it, and there's no shame and no blame.
Yeah, because we think it's dirty, so we don't want to, because we feel like if they're in our house, then it's because our house isn't clean. Okay, these are all good things to know, Bernie. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, and have a great day.
Yep, Bernie Greif with Orkin Canada. And let's check the drive-in.